Well, I think if you look at the role of great leaders in the 20th century, in our time, there's no one really to touch Mandela, because plenty of people can claim that they have in some way united their country and brought people together. But Mandela's the only one I can think of who's basically united the whole world. He took on the most extraordinary, appalling bigotry, and he overcame it. And then he staggered everybody by his genius for forgiveness. And that's what really marks him out. And that's why he is incredibly important to people, because he epitomizes that struggle against evil, which it was, and yet the ability to forgive and to bring people together. That was his greatness.
Have you changed your view on Mandela over the years?
Not really. I sort of belong to the generation that always venerated him. I think he was quite a fantastic man. I remember when he came to the House of Commons, or he came to the address the Joint Houses of Parliament in, I think it was in the 1990s, and made a wonderful speech, and the light shone through the window of Westminster Hall behind him. And I remember all these sort of very, I was in the Commons with quite a lot of sort of hard right people from, you know, some of these Tory backbenchers, and they were completely melted by his speech and by his greatness, and they felt they were in the aura of somebody who was genuinely remarkable and transformatory. And I'm sure the Roman Catholic Church will now be taking steps to you know, thinking about canonizing him, because he did have that extraordinary presence and genius, as I say, for forgiveness.
And yet in 2007, you'll remember, of course, the head of the Commission for Racial Equality, Lord Ouseley, writing to David Cameron, among other people also writing to David Cameron, asking him to dissociate himself from a number of comments that you had made, including describing Nelson Mandela's South Africa as majority tyranny of black rule. I'm wondering how you feel about that comment this morning.
Well, I think, you know, Vanessa, number one, I think it's surprising that you should, you know, refer to a comment that was already taken out of context at the time. And number two, it has absolutely no bearing on my feelings and admiration for Nelson Mandela, which are undimmed and always have been. I think he was a quite remarkable statesman, a unifying and transformatory figure. I know that many Londoners will want to pay tribute to him, and many already are, as you described earlier, and your report has described earlier on. And I just want to stress that it is possible, obviously, to do so. And the statue of Nelson Mandela in Parliament Square is we think the best place at the moment. The sort of Garden of Remembrance has been established there, and I think that would be a good place for people to go if they want to pay their respects. And of course, we're thinking about what we can do to make sure that Londoners get a chance to look at the funeral, or to take part in, or to be able to come together for the funeral. And we're thinking about what steps we need to take for that.
I mean, you've just mentioned the statue, and here, just to refresh everybody's memories, what Ken Livingstone told BBC London 94.9 about the battle that he says he waged to get that Parliament Square statue erected.
We had total opposition from Westminster Council. I remember Boris Johnson doing an article in the Telegraph saying that Mandela had imposed a black tyranny on the whites. So it's actually, you don't have to go back to 40 years to, I mean, the apartheid state. Even 10 years ago, there was a lot of real venom directed against Mandela.
Well, I'm sorry, but is that supposed to be, look, Vanessa, with great respect to you and to the BBC, I have to say, I think it's pretty strange that you should try to politicise something and to get to, I think that was former mayor wrenching out of context a quote that I've already told you was wrenched out of context. And can I just repeat? I think that Londoners will want to come together to pay tribute to Nelson Mandela, who was a transformatory leader of South Africa and did something that that has eluded virtually any other human being, and that is to unite the world. And I hope that we'll be able to have some way of marking the funeral in a proper way. But in the meantime, we are encouraging people to go to the Garden of Remembrance at at Parliament Square.
Might there be a possibility of screens, for example, in Trafalgar Square, that kind of thing? Because you've done that very successfully before for more joyful occasions.
We're thinking about that. Obviously, we're having discussions about that now.